Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, do not be dismayed. Do not be disappointed. Well, you can be disappointed. Do not be crushed here after what happened yesterday. It was not a good day for Republicans politically, but this is, this is the battle that we find ourselves in. This is far from over. And I want to talk about this today. I want to talk specifically about the virtual communist that has been elected in New York City today, Zoran Mamdani. I want to play some of his victory speech. It leads me to talk, you know, at the core of what I want to get to, when I do this show, when you go back to the days of when I was brainstorming this show or when I was on the horse farm, as I was listening to talk radio, I remember, this is a long time ago now, 25 plus years ago, I remember having mock interviews in my head, that even though the people that I was interviewing as I was trimming that fence line or painting that fence, may be different today than they were 20 some years ago, the questions and the thoughts that I have, they can be traced back to when I was doing those mock interviews in my mind as a horse farmer on the fence listening to talk radio and so forth. But when I thought about this show and what I wanted it to be, I always wanted it to be about ideas. I always wanted to be able, and today is great for me because this is an example of being able to talk about what has happened. And on the one hand, I hate that it has happened. I hate that New York City has elected a quote-unquote democratic socialist mayor because it's going to cause problems. The chances of this working, hear me say this. What are we, November 5th, 2025 here on today's program. Hear me make this proclamation. There is 0%. I literally mean zero. I'm a guy who thinks in terms of probability a lot. I think in terms, when I'm watching a Pacers game and the Pacers are down 23 points with 7 minutes to go or whatever, I think in terms of probability. I think some people just turn it off and they end up missing some of the greatest comebacks in history, of which the Pacers had quite a few last season. But I think in terms of probability. Yeah, are they going to lose in probability? Sure. Is there a chance they could win? Yeah. So it's never fair to say a 0% chance in the world of sports. I mean, if there's 3 seconds left and you don't have the ball and the clock's ticking, sure. But short of that, there's never truly a 0% chance until the game is over. Hear me say this. There is a 0% chance, and I mean literally 0% chance, that what New York just did by electing Zoran Mamdani is going to work. I mean, if he does what he says he's going to do, the chances of things improving for New York is literally zero. Now, you'd say, well, Todd, that's not possible. You just told us, you know, that the game's not over. But see, the game is over. See, that's the thing. The game is over because the ideology has already been exposed as something that is not true, is not beneficial, does not reflect the way that things work this side of heaven. And it is set to fail. This is a certainty. This will not work. This will be an utter disaster. Some people out there say that this is what New York deserves. I don't like to say that. I mean, yes, they voted for it. So in that sense, I guess you reap what you sow. And I don't feel sorry. I feel sorry for the people who voted against it, who see what's coming and they can't do anything about it. Maybe they can't get out of the city. I do feel for those people, for those who have voted this in, buying into this narrative, this Obama 2.0 sort of candidate, someone who's, you know, well-spoken and can you know, just generate enthusiasm by saying nothing, by the way. It is remarkable to me. Or saying things that would be laughed out of any place that has people with brains sitting around the table listening to this stuff. He has built a following. I mean, it's something to behold. It's terrifying in another sense because the guy can say anything and he gets cheers. And I'm going to play some of his speech, but it lets us get into some philosophy, some of these ideas, which I love to get into. That's where we're headed today. I appreciate you joining us. You know, one of the biggest challenges that we have as conservatives is finding a way to ensure our values align with the things that we do, including the ways that we invest our money, the companies that we invest in. That's why I love what the team at 4-8 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with our faith and our values, so we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. That oftentimes is the case, and for a long time, people just accepted that as reality. Now, my friends, there are tools and ways to do something about that. And that is what 4-8 Financial can do for you. They'll do the heavy lifting. You don't have to do the research. You just have to complete an assessment. That's all you've got to do. And it's simple to do. Just head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd to complete that assessment. Because your money, my friends, should work for your values. All right. Let's get to this. I'm going to pull up this link. Now, I listened to this full speech. Oz heard it too. I think I heard, yes, I'm going to say I heard Oz roll her eyes a few times as she was overhearing Zohran Mamdani during his victory speech last night in New York City as he won the mayor's race. Now, the final tally here, well, I guess this was, I'm looking on screen here. Mamdani won by about 200,000 votes. He had over 1 million. Cuomo had under 900,000. And then the rest of the characters were down way below that. Mamdani had over half the vote, just that half the vote. 54.4% is what I'm looking at here on this still shot. This with 90% of the precincts reporting. So he takes to the podium to proclaim his victory. Now, I listened to this whole thing. It's 22 minutes or something like that. There's a place here. This is in the latter half, right at the midway point, slightly past it, that I want to talk about. It's a chunk of what I want to get to. We'll get through as much of this as we can because I do want to get to some of these ideas and so forth. But I want you to listen to this speech, and I want you to listen to some of the bodacious claims that this guy makes. I want you to listen to the reaction of the crowd. They cheer anything. And I just want you to try to take a step back. Try to take a step back to where you're a spectator. I coach a couple of girls' basketball teams. And there are times that the players become spectators. And I'll tell them, do not become a spectator, right? If you're on the court, if you shoot the shot, and then suddenly you just watch it to see if it goes in instead of going to the basket to try to get the rebound. you've become a spectator, right? And sometimes you can become a spectator, or some players have the propensity to become a spectator on the floor. So normally I would say in a system like we have, where we have the right to self-governance, it's a constitutional republic, representative republic, and so forth, where we're electing people that we want to represent us in Congress and so forth, I would say don't be a spectator. But for this small moment in time, try to remove yourself. Remove yourself from the feelings that you have, the fears that you have, the concerns that you have, and try to just step back. First of all, let me say it's all going to be okay. The one way through this is through victory. One side of this is going to have to win. We have gotten so far apart. I'm not against compromise. I am against compromising with people who require us to accept things that are just outside the realm of what is reasonable and acceptable. These folks have to be defeated. Zohran Mamdani has to be defeated. What's about to be unleashed upon the city of New York is going to be the fault and responsibility of Zohran Mamdani and those who elected him. So I'm going to play this. This is roughly, I don't know, what is this, 11, 12 minutes, maybe 13 minutes into his speech. This will be, the full speech will be on the show notes if you want to go there, toddhefshow.com. It's called The Stack. I misspoke. Or you can Google it. This is at cnn.com if that's easier, whatever the case. But Mamdani takes to the podium, and I just want you to listen to this. Try to step back and try not to be judgmental. I'm going to be criticizing these ideas and all that sort of stuff. That's coming. Don't worry about that. But just try to, we need to first understand what it is, because you and I hear this and we think, what universe is this coming from? Who does this appeal to? We have to get into the mindset. Just try to understand who it is and why it is that this sort of thing resonates. And we'll talk about this as the program unfolds. But I just, to the best of your ability, remove yourself from the emotions of this. Try to step back to the 30,000-foot view and just take this in. And as a student, try to understand what it is that is appealing to people about this, because that's the first step in trying to defeat this. We have to understand what it is that is appealing, why it is appealing, how they talk about things, how we should talk about things and explain things to people who I would say are brainwashed in a sense into believing that what he's about to say has any semblance in reality whatsoever. That being said, here is Mamdani in his victory speech last night. Listen up.
Excellence will become the expectation across government, not the exception.
Really? Woo! Yeah.
In this new age we make for ourselves, we will refuse to allow those who traffic in division and hate to pit us against one another.
Now listen, I know that there are people that do that. I know that there are people, this has been the strategy of the left. This is why there's identity politics, to get one group stirred up and to say, hey, that group over there is causing you to have problems. Let's organize here. Let's vote for a person. Let's stick it to that group. That's exactly what they've been doing. In fact, I would encourage you to listen to what he's about to say here in a minute. And I would say, is he not the one that's doing this very thing? But he continues here. To the cheers.
In this moment of political darkness, New York will be the light.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Here, we believe in standing up for those we love. Whether you are an immigrant, a member of the trans community, one of the many black women that Donald Trump has fired from a federal job.
Yeah, and this is very specific.
A single mom still waiting for the cost of groceries to go down. Or anyone else with their back against the wall. Your struggle is ours too.
Baloney. It absolutely is not. This is the sort of thing. I know, I want you to listen to this objectively, but I can't help myself as well. This is one of the lies of socialism. I remember having debates with people or watching debates where somebody will say, for example, that they care about it's, you know, our children, right? It's the community's children. And we all love children. Listen, I get it. I understand to a point what's being said here. I want to protect and stand up for the kids in my community, but I'm not the parent of every kid, right? And so the idea that the government or some elected official loves your children as much as you do, and unless someone out there is just a horrible parent, that's just not true. It isn't true. In fact, I remember watching one debate where a parent said, "Oh, you think you love my children as much as I do?" And the person said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, when's their birthday?" And of course, this person doesn't know. And the point is, listen, I understand what you're saying to a point here that you care about children and all that, but you don't love my child. What's his favorite color? What's his favorite ice cream? What does she like to do in her spare time? Right? This is part of what it means. We don't have the capacity. I understand. The Bible even tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love people. But I can't love people in some abstract way. I have to love a person as an individual. And I can do things that are loving towards humanity in general, but to think that that somehow replaces the familial or parental type of love that only comes from someone who's close to the person, who's intimate, who understands who they are, what they want, who walks through those struggles. We homeschool here. I've watched, you know, as my wife has sat down with our kids with their own, everybody has struggles, right? And sits and works these things out with them in ways that the government just simply cannot. But they tell you that they love everybody and that they're standing up for everybody and fighting for everybody. It also assumes that people like you and me on the other side of the aisle are opposing these people. Listen, I have no problem. Every single person is made in the image of God. This is not a hard concept, I think, to grasp and understand. Every person deserves to be treated with respect. I'm even ordered by God to love my enemies in the Bible. So even if they were my enemies, I'm still, God says, to love them. So I don't hate anybody. They're conflating different things. And if you look at what he's doing, he's trying to grab different groups of people that have been convinced that they have been targeted by another group of people and that their problems exist because the other group of people created the problems for them. And that's not how you solve anything. This is one of the many fundamental problems with socialism. It's remarkable to me. I've said on this program before, socialism or this sort of mentality teaches us that everyone is collectively responsible for everything, but no one is individually responsible and accountable for any specific thing that they've done. And it is exactly, that's the inverse, that's the opposite of how we are to live our lives. I'm not responsible for the decisions and choices of other people. I'm responsible for me. I'm responsible for the things I do, the things I say, the attitudes I have. Dare I say, biblically, I'm responsible for the thoughts, the motivations, not just what I do outwardly. And it's good sometimes to bite your tongue, but it's even better to not have to bite your tongue because your heart has been renewed by your Savior. And I just, listen, this stuff appeals to people because it says someone else is responsible. Someone else hates me, whatever struggles I face, is because of some other group of, and again, it's always some nameless, faceless group. Now, they have certain characteristics. They're white men or whatever. So if you see a white man walking down the street, you're supposed to hate them, but you don't know why you're supposed to hate them. Look, there are some bad people out there. Bad people who are white, bad people who are every color, whatever. But the idea that this is appealing and at its root, considered substantive by people is crazy, but it is. He continues here, though, Mondani at the microphone.
"And we will build a city hall that stands steadfast alongside Jewish New Yorkers and does not waver in the fight against the scourge of anti-Semitism. where the more than 1 million Muslims know that they belong. Not just in the five boroughs of this city, but in the halls of power. No more will New York be a city where you can traffic in Islamophobia and win an election.
All emotion. Listen to the crowd cheering.
This new age will be defined by a competence and a compassion that have too long been placed at odds with one another. We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about.
Now, that's what I wanted to get to. There's a lot of troubling things about this. Notice the cadence. Notice the emotion. One of the biggest, I think, misunderstandings in modern politics is that, you know, I long for this to be about ideas, and it's ideas that are actually being voted on. But what you end up having are people. You have vehicles who are delivering the message, and the message is oftentimes not about the idea. The message is about creating an emotion. And then once you have the emotion, you can just push whatever idea because you've got the heart of the person. When you've got this connection, they're cheering for things. Listen, I'm not saying everything he said is bad. That's not my point. What I'm saying, some of it is, by the way, but what I'm saying is that he's not even talking about any substance here. He's talking about groups of people. We got a single black mother. I've got, you know, the Muslims. I've got Jews. I've got this group. I've got that group. And what the unspoken words are here, the unspoken intent of this is to say, I've got your back because someone else has created problems for you. And you know what? Sometimes people have created problems for individuals within these groups. But the problems we should be addressing are when someone is directly responsible for causing harm to someone else, they should face the consequences. By the way, these are the folks that the left often wants to protect from having to face the consequences in our criminal justice system, making excuses for them all the way home as where they end up. And they do this again, with the mentality that says we're all collectively responsible in some sort of way for the actions of an individual, but no one is responsible for the actions of himself. It's a scary place to live, but this is what New York City is going to be. And I want to take what he just said there as a springboard to talk about some political philosophy, some ideas, some things that I think matter even more than the content of this stupid speech, because it exposes what these folks believe. And I'll re-cue that up and play that on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about it. But before I get there, my friends, MyPillow is excited to announce that they are having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever. You can find out more information about that at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Todd, and you will get your special pricing and discounts on virtually everything on that store, including this 3-in-1 sale that you can access on the website, MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. I've got to take a quick time out, my friends. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4-8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 4-8 Financial. 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I want to cue up what Mom Donnie said there last segment during his victory speech last night. One of the most terrifying words. You remember Reagan? This reminds me of Reagan's quote. Let me get this right. Oh boy, how exactly did he say that? He said the most terrifying, seven most terrifying words in the English language. I may have the number wrong. Maybe it's nine. I'm going to count as I say them. The whatever the number of most terrifying words in the English language are. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That's nine. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. We went from that mentality with Ronald Reagan, by the way, spot on accurate in his assessment of how we should be afraid of the government trying to solve our problems, to literally Zoran Mamdani speaking at the podium in New York City last night during his victory speech, saying this to massive cheers from the audience.
We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about.
Wild, wild stuff. We will prove that there is no problem too large or no problem too small for government to care about. No problem too big for government to solve. There's nothing that... It's crazy to me. It is absolutely crazy. Again, contrast that, juxtapose that with what Reagan said back in the 1980s when he said that the nine most terrifying words in the English language are I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Now we've got cheers saying there's no problem too big or small for government to do something about. I beg to differ, my friends, and I want to talk about that. I'll talk about these fundamental ideological problems and why it is absolutely true what I've been telling you for a long time, that we are in the midst of a cold civil war and you can't compromise. Listen, you can compromise with liberals. You can compromise with Democrats. You can compromise with moderates. You can compromise with blue dog Democrats and establishment Republicans, conservatives. There can be compromise there. But when you have people who have abandoned the core ideological foundation of this great nation, it becomes incredibly difficult and at some point impossible. That's why, let me finish the thought there, impossible to compromise because it is so dramatic. I mean, is the compromise between total government control, the compromise with someone, I should say, who wants total government control of the economy, is it half control? Is that acceptable? See, this, we have to defeat this. This is not something you can compromise with, and that's not something they want to compromise with us on. They'll say it at the podium, but the truth is they're incompatible. At some point, these are philosophically incompatible ideas. The idea of liberty, the ideas upon which this country was built, and what Mom Donnie is talking about here, that there is no problem too big for government to solve, and no problem too small for it to care about. What on earth is going on here? Now, I knew this, you knew this, but to hear someone saying this from the podium, it is wild. I mean, it really and truly is wild, my friends, and I want to talk more about it. But before I do that, if you're curious about Kratom, you might have heard me talking about it. If you're looking for honest answers before you try anything, it's completely understandable. In fact, I would tell you to make sure you understand the product before you jump into trying it. Do some research, but you're invited to the weekly tea talk from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It happens every Thursday night. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. No pressure or sales pitch, anything like that. Just real conversation about, the issues surrounding Kratom, how it's used, how to stay safe, what to avoid, those sorts of things. Christopher's Organic Botanicals believes education should come first. And you know, that's what sets them apart. I've gotten to know Christopher a bit, and he's really trying to get the truth out about this product. And there's lots of reasons why there's confusion and concern. And he really believes in this education. He knows a lot about it. If you have questions about relief or dosage, safety, sourcing, anything at all, that's the place to ask. They've built a community that's focused on truth, not just the hype. Again, you can join it Thursday. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's every week. For more information, visit Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. That's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Okay, so let's get into what I like to really talk about here, which are the differences, these very, very important differences in ideology. So the philosophical foundations, our worldview, these sorts of things determine what we think makes sense politically during election season. And of course, yesterday was election day for New York, well, the mayor of New York, and by the way, lost governor's race in Virginia. Republicans lost governor's race in New Jersey. California voted to redistrict, which again, that's a political choice. And my state's about to embark upon that here in Indiana as well. I know many of you are fellow Hoosiers, and it's the reason why we have to be prepared to fight. We have to do this as well. Anyway, we'll get to that. We've talked about that a lot lately. I want to stay on topic here. So what's the proper role of government? You know, if you look at our founding documents, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, you look at the Constitution, you can see that our founders, and read their writings, right? Read the Federalists or even the Anti-Federalist Papers. Read just some of the thoughts and excerpts from diaries and letters from some of these founders and so forth, early presidents. They understood. They understood a lot of things. Number one, that the primary function of government is to secure liberty, uphold law, deliver justice. That is what our government should seek to be doing. And if you look at the Constitution, you look at the Declaration for a little bit of background, but the Constitution understands the nature of humanity. The founders said, look, rights are given by our Creator. So what's the very first thing? The very first thing, most important foundational component of our system of government is a belief in God. Now, people say that's separation of church and state and all that, but listen, you have to have a foundation upon which your society functions and even makes sense. Our society was built on Judean Christian values, beliefs, morality. That is baked into it. There is no getting that out. We've tried, I say we, others have tried, and they failed miserably because it's intertwined. It's baked into the final product. And so the worldview is critically important. The government should be limited. People, you know, biblically, when Jesus was crucified, this is, wow, there's so many beautiful things I've shared with you. I do this Bible study called The Bible Recap with Tara Lee Cobble. I think it's absolutely fantastic stuff. And there's a lot of things. There's a whole lot in the scriptures. But one of the most amazing things to me is when Jesus was crucified, one of the first things that happened, it says, is that the curtain in the temple was torn in two. This curtain was big and thick, and it separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. And that the high priest was supposed to go beyond that curtain once a year, and only the high priest. He was the only one who was ceremonially prepared and cleansed to go before God and to seek to atone for the sins of the people every year, once a year. In fact, even when he would go behind that curtain, they would tie a rope to him, I think on his arm or his leg, in case he had a heart attack or died behind the curtain, they were not going to go retrieve him. They were not allowed to go back there. And if you know much about the Old Testament, you'll know that there are examples of bad things happening when people violated what God had told them not to do. Don't touch the Ark of the Covenant or whatever. And so they would have that rope there to pull them out. Well, that curtain was torn in two. And what did that mean? Why did those words even put there? Well, they're put there because what it signified was that what the work that Jesus just did on that cross tore down the need for that curtain. What happened on the other side of that curtain. No longer did humanity need a high priest to stand between them and God, because Jesus had done the work on the cross, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. There no longer was that burden, or that, I should say, barrier between us. And so the same is true. Our founders would say, the government doesn't stand between you and your God, you and your choices. You live out your life as you see fit. Your freedoms come from Him, the Creator. They don't come from a bunch of people in Washington, D.C., or your state house, or anywhere else. They come from God. You can live freely. You have those rights that are given to you. The government exists to secure those rights and make sure that you have those rights, that there is law and justice. And there's some basic functional things that the branches of government does, and it's clearly outlined and put into place. But it is a limited government, because the government doesn't exist to be all these other things. Your government is not God. I've said on this program before, the left believes that government is God. They do. I've had them tell me that. I've had some tell me that it is the closest thing they have to religion, that politics is, which is mind-boggling to me. And that leads to some candidate like Zohran Mamdani. I've got to take a break, my friends. Long this segment. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment. This is the day, by the way. We've reduced because of some things that were some new things we're doing and some changes. We've cut down to 1 hour of the Toddcast a day, and who knows, that might change at some point. There might be bonus content for Inner Circle Plus members at some point. I don't know. We're working through that. But this is a day that I could talk about. I could talk about this for a long, long time, and I just don't have the time. Unfortunately, I'm going to do my best here to get to continue what we talked about last segment, because I think this, of all the things going out there, all the things that are happening in this country, I think that understanding these major differences between the ideologies, between the worldviews that fuel these political movements and parties, this is critical to grasp and to understand. So that's what I want to get to in the time we have remaining. But friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services gives you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise, all those things, my friends, under one roof with Jason and his team at Full Suite Wealth. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. Ready for that next level of support? If so, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Okay. Talking here about the differences between the mindset that says Reagan, again, juxtaposing Reagan's comments that said the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are "I'm from the government and I'm here to help," comparing that to what Mamdani just said, who said that there is no problem too big for government to solve or too small for government to care about. See, this is a perfect example of government trying to fill the void of, well, the human need for God. That is exactly what is happening here. Government is not your provider. Government is not designed to fix all of your problems. Government is designed, again, to secure your liberties, to ensure law and order, to ensure justice. If someone directly harms you, that person should face the consequences of that and deal with the repercussions. But government is not there to try to figure out who is responsible for whatever struggle that an individual is dealing with and then come up with some policy or plan to make it right. But it sounds so good. It sounds so good. And if you think about it, this is government trying to fill the role of God. This is government trying to seek out vengeance, if you will. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine," declares the Lord. The government shouldn't seek to be out there seeking to promote vengeance and so forth. The government should be out there trying to promote equality under the law and actually pursuing justice, which again, the left doesn't want true justice. They'll say they want justice. They'll want different types of justice. I don't like when there's any word attached to the word justice. Social justice, environmental justice, whatever. It's just justice. And some of those things aren't even remotely connected to justice, but they've conditioned people to think this. They've conditioned people to believe that the government's out there trying to make things right. And I guess to get even, to redistribute wealth, to create this utopia, it will fail and it will fail miserably. In fact, many people are preparing to leave New York City because of the ideology, the politics of Zoran Mamdani, I should say. So, socialism always fails. Always, 100% of the time. And just because, you've heard me say this if you've listened to this program for long, but just because you tack the word democratic on the front of it, which is, again, is another little subtle trick that's used by the people who are talking about protecting our democracy. Now they tack the word democratic in front of socialism. And now they say, look, we're here. If we got the 50% plus one, if we have the majority, then we can basically do whatever we want. We can take something that belongs to one person and give it to another, and the audience applauds. The people that are takers applaud. The people who are desiring big government applauds. The people who are desiring a government take the role of our creator, of our God, applaud. That's what's happening in this morally bankrupt ideology and worldview. You always run out of other people's money, though. That's why our founders also said liberty was the objective. The smallest minority, by the way, is the minority of the individual, one person. That's why you have rights that you are secure in, you should be secure in, that you've been given by your creator, that our government should help secure and make sure all people have that. But instead, what we have is some perversion of that to now where we say, well, we're going to take from the smallest group and give to the biggest group of supporters and voters I can have so I can win their votes and basically pay them off. This is anything but just and good and wholesome governance and politics, my friends. This is an ideological battle. This at its core, again, as I've said before, is a spiritual battle. Government is not your God. Government is not the benevolent force that many believe that it is. Government has done more atrocities, committed more atrocities than we can possibly talk about, especially in the time remaining, which is not much. Gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.